And because the words are just so simple, grow up, show up, pro up, there's the alliteration there. There's the repetition of the word up. People get it. And I think that it's an easy enough invitation that each one of us can see what we need to do to just raise the volume just one notch on showing up, growing up, and proing up. It's easy.
Leaders obviously need to be at their best in today's competitive business environment. They must think critically, make sound decisions, and motivate their teams. But how can leaders do all this and more? Well, they need to level up. Leveling up is about more than just increasing your skills and knowledge. It's about being more present, more engaged, and more effective. It's also about being ready. On today's podcast, Brian Shubring and I discuss three elements to becoming this next level leader. And we invite you to consider what you must do now to show up, grow up, and pro up. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. It's Nathan Freeberg. Welcome back to the Leadership Vision Podcast, our show helping you build positive team culture. We're a consulting firm that has spent the past 25 years investing in teams so that people are mentally engaged and emotionally healthy. To learn more about what that means or to get some of our great resources, click the link in the show notes or visit us on the web at leadershipvisionconsulting.com.
Part of what's happening is that, you know, we're seeing a lot of executive leaders trying to change what's going on in their culture. Like, we spent a lot of time talking about what's happening in the post-pandemic landscape and leaders feeling the pressure to, you know, get their teams or get their people more energized, more engaged, more something. And one of the things that we've been revisiting, Nathan, is, you know, that podcast or whatever we did a long time ago called Grow Up, Show Up, Pro Up. Well, we had a client last year, and one of her vocabulary words for the year was level up. That whole idea of leveling up also made me realize that there's these other three components of what does it mean to level up. And there are these three components called show up, grow up, and pro up. So for an organization or a team, for example, for a team to really level up, we are asking individual members to answer this question. How do you show up? Like, how do you show up to the team? How do you prepare yourself ahead of time? And actually, like, maybe what are you wearing? What are you carrying? How do you sit at that table? You know, how is it that you're showing up? Are your devices open? Are they closed? But how is it that you show up representing that you're engaged and that you're involved? And that show up can be anything for anybody. And the second one is grow up. And grow up isn't about, you know, any kind of shame or blame. It's actually a question is, what is this situation or context asking of you to grow into? It's a growth opportunity. Maybe it is through a challenge, or maybe it's just through an open door. But the invitation is, how can you grow up into this context to be a better team member and to be a better leader? And again, applicable to anybody. First one, showing up, preparation and participation. Grow up, it's developmental, it's direct, it is specifically for you. And the last one is pro up. That means what is required of you or what is being asked of you professionally in this situation, like your role, the responsibilities of your role. What's the professional move or the pro act or the pro response as a leader? You could be a leader of a team. So to pro up would be sometimes you speak as or step up as a leader. Maybe it's in an organization, something about your responsibilities. It's time to pro up. It could be some professional training, actually. It could be a degree maybe that's required in your industry, but that is pro up. And so one of the things that we often encourage people to do is like not look around the team and say, oh, you got to grow up there. Like it starts individually with each of those areas. And so I was talking to someone just the other day in one of the sessions I was conducting, and we used this process with her, and she's kind of did this, Nathan. She just leaned back and she's like, just drifts off, and she's thinking, wow, just myself, I can think of very specific ways that I need to show up, grow up, and pro up. So when it comes to leveling up, it's super important. Now here's something else. So let's just take like a little bit of a lean here, because when you're leveling up, oftentimes people think about raising the bar. And that raising the bar, I'm going to caution on just the idea of raising the bar. And let me share with you a story. As many of you know, I teach a cycling class at Lifetime Fitness. After class yesterday, one of my guys came up to me And he said, hey, Brian, you know Jen, and Jen's one of the other instructors there that teaches these tough classes and other things. And he said, you know what Jen was saying? She said, you know, if you want to raise the bar and like give 100%, you have to actually raise it to 110% or 115%. Because if your body's only going to go to 100, it won't do that. It'll stop like at 90 to protect yourself. So I looked at this guy. His name is Daryl. I said, Daryl, do you understand that that's not only true, but it's also scientifically and neurologically true? And he's like, well, what do you mean? And again, this applies to leaders. Your brain's job is to protect yourself, to take limited risks, but to protect yourself from harm. So if you believe like your goal is 100%, you want to get to 80 to 100%, instead of focusing on that high bar of 100%, and then you'll only maybe raise your effort to 85 or 90, set it for 115 to potentially get from 80 to 85 to that 100. You're creating a new physiological and neurological set point. Now, let's apply that to leadership. We dream about the high bar, but as leaders, how often have you tried to encourage a team to hit this high bar, like to level up to that, but you really had no idea of where they were starting? Now, Nathan, in a book that we read called Do Hard Things, what does he talk about, Steve Magnus? What does he say? He says, raise the floor. And so this whole idea as a leader or as an executive leadership team is this: set your aspirational bar high, like raise the bar higher. But then how do you start to get there? By understanding where the floor is. Where is the team? Where is the team emotionally, socially, relationally, professionally? And how do you raise the floor to increase your performance? And I believe that not only does your mind work better if you raise the floor incrementally based upon capacities in that moment in time, you'll eventually reach that high bar with less frustration. Now, it may seem like you're going slower, but this idea of raising the floor instead of lowering the bar may actually get you there more holistically and more inclusively as a team. But again, like we started, each person kind of asks themselves, how do I level up? How do I help raise the floor? How do we help anchor ourselves in the floor and raise up together? By showing up, by growing up, and by proing up.
Here's what's interesting, Brian. I was looking for the article. The three things that you need to do to be ready.
What are they?
April 30th, 2015.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
I know. That's 8 years ago now. Grow up, we may need to grow into an opportunity.
Okay.
Pro up, we may need to simply act professionally.
Yeah.
And show up, most importantly, we need to be present.
Yep.
Now, here's three questions that you asked at the time our readers. This predates our podcast. Now, I would ask you to pause. Think about the experiences and learnings your life has provided for you. Mm-hmm. Consider that you may already have what it takes to grow up. Number two, think about how all of your life's experiences are contributing to your professional conduct and qualifications. Perhaps all we need to do to pro up, to recall and professionally apply these learnings among our peers. The third thing, think about what it will take to show up. This may be the easiest or most difficult of the three. Show up, be yourself, fully embracing who you are and who you are becoming. I just read You Back to You 8 years later.
Wow. Oh, I love this.
What did those three things make you think about in terms of, ooh, that was way off, or wow, that's more true now than ever?
No. Okay. Let me do the now more than ever one.
Okay.
Because the part you read about, you may already know what the answers are.
Yeah.
Man, I believe that big time, because what I realized through the work that we're doing and through all the coaching that we're doing is that, people already have the answers. And I really believe that people have a solution. They have the growth step. They have the answers. But maybe, just maybe, it's just folded underneath a bad experience or it's folded underneath something that they forgot. And part of my job is not like change who they are or like add all these new things. A lot of the times, I believe that my job is simply to maybe unfold a couple of things and then have that person be like, oh my gosh, I know what to do. And that to me is a really, really big part of the process. That's why we really believe in asking people like, what do you think the next step is? You know, or what I love to say is, if you were a consultant for a day, what advice would you give your leadership team? Or if you were advising your team as an outsider, what would you say is their next best step? You already know, like, let's just unfold one of those boundaries. I also believe me when I said that sometimes showing up is the hardest thing. Because how many of you have been in a situation where you've been overwhelmed by emotion or self-doubt? And it's that overwhelming emotion and self-doubt that has kept you from showing up, where you've been okay just being on the bench or on the sidelines or watching from the outside in without ever walking in to the experience itself. We had this opportunity to go to Disney World. I know it's funny, but Linda has a really
happiest place on earth.
Happiest place on earth. But you know what? For you to experience the happiest place on earth, you have to show up. You have to actually be there. You have to actually go into the different parks. And we had the great experience of being with one of Linda's best friend's daughter named Emma, who does VIP tours. And so we got a chance to get this like little brief experience of what a VIP tour is like in Epcot. And it was just such an amazing thing. But you know what? It was such a great day, but I never would have showed up unless we had the opportunity to get in for free. And so thanks, Emma, for that. But that's the whole point is sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't know if I want to. It's a matter of just showing up. And I think that there's been a lot that's happened in the last 8 years to prove that sometimes just showing up is the best preparation because you're there. Because you're there.
There's so much truth to that. Because I think what you're talking about is self-doubt. You're talking about that voice in our head that just whispers like, maybe I'm... Am I ready for this? Am I not ready for this? My son had swimming practice yesterday, and as I was waiting for him, there's just all these random quotes on like a bulletin board. And one of them was, it was a Zig Ziglar quote. I'm going to mess it up. It was like, success is when like preparation meets opportunity or something like that. And that idea about like, how are you doing all the things to get ready for when that moment comes? It's like the Eminem song, right? Like, be ready for this moment. You know, do not miss your opportunity. Comes once in a lifetime. There is, I'm not going to read this, but there's a really, I'm going to share this in the notes here, but you have this thing at the end of this post.
Okay.
We are all we have. Maybe I'm going to read it. We are all we have and we are all we need. So that's kind of the subtitle, the H3 tag, if you will. And then you repeat it 1, 2, 3, 4 different times. We have been brought to this moment by the mistakes we have made, by the lessons we have learned. Let us accept the mistakes with humility. Let us learn the lessons with wisdom so we may grow up and grow into each moment. We are all we have and we are all we need. We have been invited into this moment by our experience, our education, and our expertise, by our accomplishments, our attitudes, and our aspirations. Let us accept this responsibility with intention. Let us step into this moment with courage so we may act in unity and humility with our peers. We are all we have and we are all we need. We have been accepted among these people by our presence, our potential, and our personality, by our intellect, our intuition, and our inspiration. Let us breathe deep, relax, and be who we are. Let us accept with gratitude all of our beauty and brilliance, so we may give with gratitude and generosity to all without hesitation. Fourth and final one, we are all we have and we are all we need, for we are ready. We have learned the lessons needed. We have the responsibility to commit. We have the confidence to be present. We are ready to be here.
Wow.
And we are ready to be now. Yeah, you wrote that.
That's really good.
I want to give my quick take on it. I like how it walks. It's a perfect walking through. I missed the first part. So the first question before all that is, so are we ready? Have we learned enough? Have we been responsible enough? Mm-hmm. Have we been honest enough? And I'm shrugging my shoulders with this like shrug emoji guy because I imagine that's what you're doing. Have we been honest enough? Maybe we have. Maybe we haven't. And then it goes into all of that. And what I love about all this is it kind of walks through what I have certainly thought at times, being ready for a moment, ready for something, be that, you know, a new opportunity at work, becoming a parent for the first or fourth time. And it's kind of this idea in a nutshell of like, we are the sum of all of our experiences.
Yep.
And so how do we use that to our advantage to, as you say, ready to be here and ready to be now? As you listen to you be read back to you, what do you, I'm gonna ask the same question. What about this jumps out as being off the mark or really on the mark?
It's the mark. For me, that's who I am. That is the core of who I am. I believe strongly that we have what we need for this moment. I believe strongly that we have the inspiration within us and surrounding us for whatever is in front of us. I believe we aren't accidentally where we are. The challenges that may seem emotionally insurmountable are the challenges that are next. They're next because we've been prepared for them. We are ready for them because our lived experience is our best teacher. I believe that we have everything that we need. And the invitation is that when the opportunity or the challenge or the relationship is in front of us, it's another opportunity for self-awareness. Like, this is who I am. I am ready. I'm here in this moment so that we can step into self-acceptance. This is for me. I receive this opportunity. I receive whatever's next and on the other side. I just believe this to my core, Nathan. And I believe that, you know, to be in contact with someone is to change their life by changing their perspective. You are ready. You have the capacities, you have the abilities, you have the context to actually take those next steps. Even though those next steps may seem like you're stepping into darkness or into an abyss or upon a slippery rock or into the unknown, that may be how it feels right now, but I believe that that next step is solid. It's firm. And that those overwhelming emotions and sometimes that crippling self-doubt is simply your body, your mind, your spirit saying, this moment is important. It's important enough to have these feelings and experiences because I'm ready. It's the anticipation. It's the butterflies at the start line. It's the anticipation for someone to call. It's the anticipation for a special dinner. I believe moments are like that. They're invitations into a greater level of being that we're ready for because we're standing at them and no one else is. You are. And that's your moment.
Yeah, it's just so good. I love it when we take an old idea and give it new life. And so I'm really excited to see kind of where this goes.
It's a good one.
These clients. Yeah, it's
whenever we bring it up, you get that look in someone's eyes like, oh my gosh, I never thought of that. And because the words are just so simple, grow up, show up, pro up. There's the alliteration there. There's the repetition of the word up. People get it. And I think that it's an easy enough invitation that each one of us can see what we need to do to just raise the volume just one notch on showing up, growing up, and proing up. It's easy. It's easy.
Well, Brian, as always, thank you. This was fun. Another spontaneous podcast. And I love it when you say, just record. Let's see it. Let's see if there's something here. Just hit record. Yep. Let's see what happens. Yeah. And thank you for listening to the Leadership Vision Podcast, sharing our expertise in the discovery, practice, and implementation of a strengths-based approach to people, teams, and culture. For more resources about developing your strengths of your team, or the strengths of your entire organization, click the link in the show notes or visit us on the web at leadershipvisionconsulting.com. And if you found value from this podcast or any of our other resources, we would really appreciate it if you could maybe review this on iTunes, or more importantly and more effectively, is share this with someone else that you think would benefit from going deeper in the knowledge of their strengths of their team, or the strengths of their organization. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Nathan.
I'm Nathan Freeberg.
And I'm Brian Schubring.
And on behalf of our entire team,
thanks for listening.